Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Welcome to episode 5 of Magic on the Inside, the podcast with the Sisters Enchanted. I'm Sarah Waka, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, where it's our mission to make magic mainstream. And we are doing this first round of podcast interviews with Everyday Witches, Making Everyday Magic. And here on episode 5, today we are talking with Patty Diaz of Blue Moon Manifestations. Patty is, she's a happiness coach. She's a vision coach. She has been part of the Sisters Enchanted community for a couple of years now, and I absolutely adore her, and I just know that you are going to as well. So sit back and have a listen. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, good.
And so, everybody, welcome to this episode of Magic on the Inside, the podcast, and also a little YouTube show here by the Sisters Enchanted, where it's our mission to make magic mainstream. And right now, we are talking with everyday witches, everyday magic makers, everyday enchanted sisters who are making magic in their lives. And we have a really special guest for you today, Patty Diaz, who is just located in the LA area, Los Angeles area of the U.S. She is the creator behind the magic maker behind Blue Moon Manifestations. Patty does all sorts of really cool, uplifting stuff and is sprinkling her magic around the world right now. So, Patty, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Where to start? I live in LA. I'm originally from LA. I'm a native Californian, which doesn't happen that frequently out here. But I've lived in Canada and the Midwest, and I always come back. So I figure I'm just meant to be in California. And let's see, I have 4 siblings, and I have a huge extended family, and I just am working now on building my business towards helping people, you know, find their direction, find their happiness. So
amazing. So Patty, I got to know Patty through the Sisters Enchanted community, and I've seen Patty like really kind of shift her plans for her life over the past year or so. And Patty, like watching you shift your life, has been really amazing because you are now working towards helping other people shift their lives. Yeah. Through working one-on-one and in groups and helping people find their happiness, their joy, and manifest their life vision into being. So, Patty, how did you stumble upon kind of this new way of looking at life, like inserting some magic into your sort of muggle world? How did that happen for you?
Yeah, I think looking back at it, I was always kind of practicing, but didn't really realize that I was. You know, it was just kind of things that I gravitated towards and practices, and I guess now you'd call them rituals. But what happened to really shift it is probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was just in a place where I realized I needed to change my mindset and the direction of my life, because I was in an unhealthy relationship. I was just not feeling good about myself, and I knew something else was better, but I didn't quite know how to go about it. So what I did start was really with self-improvement, changing my mindset and figuring out how to get myself out of that situation. And that meant coming back to family for kind of like the support. But then once I was out of that, then I started trying to figure out really what was my path and what felt good to me, as opposed to doing what, you know, everyone tells you you should do. So it was just kind of figuring it out for myself instead of following directions, really.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I think like, I was talking to somebody else about this recently, that we look externally all the time for solutions, but it's really right there within you, which is why I think it's so cool that in the past year, you've made this commitment to help other people find their happiness and really tap into this. And you actually wrote an ebook recently with journaling prompts and whatnot about finding your happiness. And I was lucky enough to have a sneak peek at it. And I know some people behind the scenes here at Sisters Enchanted have looked at it, and we think it's just, it's such powerful work that you're doing. So how has, you also do a lot of vision board mm-hmm. sort of work. And I know that you do things at a local metaphysical shop too. So how are you taking the idea? Because vision boards, it's something that's been around forever, right? Well,
yes.
I mean, not forever, but like people have always put up like a picture of what they want, you know, yeah. and all that good stuff. So how are you bringing some magic to the vision board? Like, how are you enchanting it just a little bit more with your Patty Diaz magic?
Yeah, because I do call them now, I call them magical vision boards, because with the vision, you know, that you have, like you said, people put their pictures up and everything, it's basically infusing it with intention that that is where you want to go. So then you start using magical stuff with it, or magical elements or tools like herbs that are associated with that will help you remind or kind of use that vision or enhance it, I guess, kind of just to kind of give it a boost, or use crystals, set an intention. When I do groups, we set like individual intentions while they're putting it together. We do it kind of as a group to charge their intention in the vision board. So it just gives it a little bit more magical feel that you're actually doing something instead of just wishing for it. You're taking steps and doing things, which is also what's required. You can't just wish for stuff because it's on a board.
True, right? Wouldn't that be amazing if that's how it worked, though? I would, like, mm-hmm. have so much stuff. Well, that's, I would have, like the perfect beach house, and, yeah, I'd have really cool stuff if that's how it worked.
Exactly. Experiences.
So in your everyday life, what's something that you do to make magic kind of every day in those everyday muggle mundane moments? What does everyday magic look like for you?
There's a couple things that I do pretty consistently. First is I do my little ritual with my coffee in the morning, where I put some cinnamon, and I do either an intention for the day or an affirmation, depending on, you know, where I am emotionally or if I'm doing something specific. So like right now, my current one is, while I stir my cinnamon, is I am creating my ideal life, so that I'm moving in that direction. And I say it three times while I stir. And the other thing is this, I put crystals in my bra, depending on how I think the day is going to go as well. Just for that added support, or just kind of a reminder when I'm sitting in traffic to not get so tense or, you know, wound up, just to take a moment, breathe, focus on that energy. And then just kind of the breath is always, you know, breath work, or just taking those three breaths or whatever you need to redirect your brain from where going down that negative spiral.
For real. That's huge. You're like, all right, chill out, self. So what do you think is the biggest thing that prevents people from being able to make that magic in their life? Like, you had that big shift in your life, and you're like, you're doing it. You're still creating your big shift. Like, you experienced this pivotal moment sort of, and you're making this big shift happen over time. What do you think gets in the way of people making their own magical shift in their life, or looking at life more magically so that they are motivated to make that big shift?
I think the biggest thing is really just mindset. People are not, I guess they don't feel like they deserve it, or they just think it's not possible because of whatever, their current situation, their upbringing. So again, it's that external stuff that affects how we look at what we can do or what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's every person's obviously different, but it has to be some kind of shift within yourself. Because really no one else can do it for you, regardless of what the situation is. You have to figure out that you don't want to go down that path anymore and shift it to the path you do want to go.
Very, very, very true. What do you think that like, because I know you work with people finding their inner joy, uncovering their happiness. And I think that that has so much to do with making everyday magic. But we see magic and we see like witchcraft and witchiness and woo-woo stuff. And a lot of times we think of tools like incense and candles and crystals and, you know, little cauldrons. Like we think of all this stuff. But joy and happiness, it's not something that you can see, right? So
right.
Where do you think that how does that work for you? Like in a magical practice. So we have all these tools and then we have the tools mm-hmm. we can't see. And I know you said that mindset you think is really the most important thing, but how do you use kind of the witchcraft sort of stuff, the tools we can see to enhance the tools you can't see?
I think it's like more of a reminder, like you said, like the tools, like the crystals or whatever. It's like, it's a reminder. They in themselves don't do anything, but they give you that trigger, you know, to remind yourself or to give you that little shift. And really, I don't know if it's magical because I guess to me it is, because my inspiration for doing that was my dad's just complete joy of life. And that comes from, you know, he doesn't have a lot physically. So it's just experiencing things with the outlook of, I don't know, it's so hard to put into words when I'm trying to think of it. Like, just like, don't worry about the negative, just keep focusing on the positive. But then the magical tools come in as a reminder, or kind like the crystals is really what I go back to, because that's easy to keep in your pocket and touch. If you're having a moment, you can have like those worry stones, or you can put them on your keychain or in your water. So I think it's just a reminder. It kind of keeps us, brings us back to what we're working towards with having those tools that you can touch or see or just have around you.
Yeah, for sure. Like a good checkpoint for you. So tell me a little bit more about Blue Moon Manifestations. So what are some of the cool things that you have going on? You have a Facebook group, right?
I do have a Facebook group. It is just Blue Moon Manifestations the page, the business page. And then the Facebook group is Blue Moon Magic Tribe. So they're both out there. But what I do is basically find... first of all, the vision board workshops. So I do those at a shop or for different people, like at yoga studios and things like that, that bring people together to do the vision board and kind of get that started, that vision implanted in their brain. And then I also do one-on-one coaching to help you find what the blocks are. Kind of like, I think you use that terminology in one of your classes, that victim mindset or victimology type of thinking, to shift that or find what the blocks are. And then just group coaching to kind of get everybody working together towards that same goal of finding each other's happiness with support from community as well.
Yeah, that's so helpful. I find with myself that when there's other people who can like really put themselves in my shoes and understand where I've been and where I'm going, that's so helpful just to have somebody to hear you sometimes, you know, just be like, I hear you. I've been there and I hear you. I hear you and I feel you.
You don't always know on your own if you're going in the right direction or if it's weird to feel the feelings that you're having.
Very true. So do you have like a favorite magical moment in your life or a time when you were doing something or conjuring up something awesome or meditating or making a vision board or working with whatever? Is there like a moment when you were like, oh wow, I am so magical?
Yeah, actually it's so funny. It was actually after I moved back to California, you know, to kind of get back with family and get going on my correct path. I had like sometimes I say a dream and sometimes I just say kind of like hear a voice or whatever, but it was from my grandmother, which we call my Nana. And she, looking back at life, was very magical, even though I didn't realize it. And I think she kind of realized, is how I see it, that I was at that point in my life where she could then say or kind of point out to me, you have this within you. And I taught you all these things, even though I didn't like sit down in front of you and teach them to you. I kind of sprinkled them throughout your life so that you would have them to draw on. So I think that's kind of my magic came from my grandma, you know, telling me, you have it within you. Now go forward and do better things with what I've taught you.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. It's, I think those are the coolest little moments when you just, you're like, did that just happen? Did I hear this? Did I see what's happening? Pretty sure it was real.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes I say it was a dream and sometimes I say it was a voice because I really, like, I couldn't tell you, like, the day it happened. But looking back, it's like, I got that message very loud and clear from her. I know I did.
That's so cool. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. All right, let's do a little bit of this or that to get to know you a little bit more. So all you can do is choose one without thinking about it.
And okay.
Look into your inner soul based on your answer. Okay, pizza or tacos?
Ooh, tacos.
That's a good answer. Dark or light?
Ooh, light right off. This is my first gut.
Winter or summer?
Winter, actually.
Interesting.
I know, right? It's kind of...
Especially because you live in California. Well, I guess not all of California. Yeah, California is like LA. That's warm, right? So,
it is. It's. I mean, compared to the rest of the country, winter is probably nothing.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why. But overall, I like. I don't know. It's. I enjoy summer, but winter is like. I guess that's really where like I feel most comfortable.
Yeah, maybe the weather is bearable, and also there is that because you do that like work about uncovering things, and the winter time is really that time to uncover and. And go deep. So maybe that's just your spiritual jam is the winter. Do you like a book in your hand or are you a Kindle kind of person?
I like a book in my hand. I do have a Kindle, but I prefer having a book that I can write in and make notes or, you know, make it my own.
Yeah, I'm the same. Dancing or swimming?
Dancing.
Oops. Yeah. Who would pick swimming? Oils or incense? Like essential oils.
Incense, I think.
Tarot cards or oracle cards?
Tarot.
And the last one, cats or dogs?
Dogs. I like cats, but my preference is dogs.
Awesome. That's it. So it's interesting. You picked light, but also winter. So I feel like that. I feel like that's a good, you know, I think that's a good thing though, because like I said, the uncovering with the winter, but you're shining light on what you want. Okay, you answered correctly, Patty. Pass the test. You can stay.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So you are at Blue Moon Manifestations. We can find you at bluemoonmanifestations.com. We can find you
right.
on Facebook at Blue Moon Manifestations. You're in the LA area. Is there a last piece of advice that you can tell if somebody's listening to this and they're feeling very not magical or very like, oh, I'm just so busy. I've got work and I've got kids or I've got parents to take care of or I've got this to do or whatever. And I feel like I'm not magical ever and I don't have time for magic and I don't know how to make everyday magic. And where is the joy? There's got to be more. Do you have like a lot, like something that you could tell that person to do today or to think about today, to try out, something to carry with them?
You know what? I would say just to find, even if it's 5 minutes, and get away from all those things, you know, like the kids and the parents, you know, just not a long time, but go outside and first of all, see if anything, you know, what comes to you, what message or what feeling just from being outside and see if that shifts your perspective at all when you head back, you know, either if you're in a place right now, temperature wise, where you can get your shoes off and kind of put your feet on the earth and take that minute to just get away from all the distractions and focus on nature. Because if nothing else, it will give you a mood boost to be just in nature. And then you can hopefully get a little bit of clarity and maybe get some messages or some thoughts from within that you would rather do or what can you incorporate in your life amongst all these things to make you smile or give you a little bit of joy that's your choosing that you want to do as opposed to what everyone is telling you to do?
I love that. Just separate yourself for a little bit, for a hot second. All right. So Patty, is there anything that you have going on right now that you want anybody to know about, or that they can grab from your website or sign up for, or anything like that?
Well, right now I do have that ebook that is on my website. You can just go to the products page and it's there. It's $10 and it is, you can print it out or just use the journal prompts, you know, and write on your own notebook or paper. And I am working on a class coming up at the beginning of the year along those lines, like just the steps and breaking it down to help you find your individual happiness, which I will be offering. That one I'm going to start off as a group, so just kind of people can interact together. And I will be having a sign up for that. So you could go to sign up on my email. And there's, I don't know which way, you can do it from the page, the Blue Moon Manifestations business page. There's an email link to sign up. Or on my website, you get one of those little pop-ups that direct you to the email sign-up list.
Very cool. Yeah, you guys follow along with Patty because I messed this up the other day. She's walking her talk. I couldn't say that phrase right the other day. I kept saying it like all the time. Patty, somebody was like, Sarah, it's walk your talk. Patty is walking her talk and completely just bringing her vision to life and bringing her vision to light in her life. So join Patty for the ride, and she can certainly hold your hand through it too. Well, thank you, Patty, for hanging out with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I will see you around the internet. And everybody, check Patty out at Blue Moon Manifestations. And in the meantime, I hope everybody watching has an enchanted day themselves. So thanks again, Patty. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Patty for joining us on episode 5 of the Magic on the Inside podcast. Be sure to check out Patty on social media, on her Facebook page at Blue Moon Manifestations, and her Facebook group, her Facebook page. You can find her online at the same place. Definitely check out her work. She's doing some awesome, awesome stuff. That's Patty Diaz of Blue Moon Manifestations. And be sure to follow along the Sisters Enchanted and all the magic we're conjuring up over at thesistersenchanted.com. You can find us on social media as The Sisters Enchanted. We'd love to say hi and get to know you a little bit more. So come on over and check us out. And until next time, have an enchanted rest of your day.